18-day Celtics get the season underway tonight, and we will talk to Wick Grosbeck about that next hour at 8:20 Thursday on this show. Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45, and it's a Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury on this show at 9.
Wait, the experts of the Twitch chat said we didn't have them this year.
Oh, they did?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Bummer. Yeah. Mike Milbury back, and he will join us. And then tomorrow, speaking of the Celtics, the debut of Mego on this show. She is our Celtics expert, and she will join us at 9 every Wednesday.
It's a Celtics Friday.
It's a Celtics Friday.
That's like, that's my paying homage to Johnny Most.
All right, and then Ty Law coming up at 9 this morning. And at some point, I want to give away another opportunity to bring your hero to lunch with us, as we rightly celebrate those who have served this country the weekend of Veterans Day weekend. So, Chaim, when should we squeeze that in? Maybe at 8?
That's a great time.
I like
Let's
to mix
eight.
It up because people listen at different times. And so, all right, at 8 o'clock, be listening, and you can bring your hero to lunch, and you can bring your hero to our Lunch with a Hero Happy Birthday Joe Landry broadcast, which is happening on the morning of Friday, November 8th at the American Heritage Museum. And we will all celebrate 100 years of Joe Landry, a member of the greatest generation. And we're gonna play Ask a Great Gen, since I'm sick of Ask a Boomer, which is all about making fun of me, and I'm not really a boomer. I'm just near boomer. So we'll do Ask a Great Gen when Joe is on.
I'm excited because a lot of people from the Great Gen, it's kind of wild, the career paths. Like, when you look at today, it's very simple. It's go to college, start a job, work hard at the job, and eventually move your way up slowly but surely. Yeah, okay. Work a little bit. Yeah, work a little bit.
Focus on the life part of the work-life balance.
I like the gap year.
Move to another job after 6 months because it sounds better. But yes, go ahead. What?
Whereas there's guys like Joe and people of his generation who would be like an athlete in a sport, then go fight in a war, then come back and become a business owner and become one of the richest men in the country. Like, it's insane.
I mean, it seems like things were going pretty swimmingly back then.
It was a different world. It was crazy. Guys were grinding.
Yes, they were grinders. You're right about that.
Oh, they were grinding in the 30s and 40s.
Imagine a lot of them signed up to fight in a foreign land, and they weren't old enough to actually fight, so they had to lie about it. You can imagine that, Chaim?
I can't. I can't even.
But that's why I can't watch enough of those documentaries. Like, it's so unfathomable to me to be that brave.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. You don't really leave your Iowa town, literally.
No.
And now you're on the beach in France against the most fierce fighting machine known to human history. And you won.
Yep.
God, it's awesome.
Chaim's generation was lying about their age to get Four Loko.
Right.
Yes. Right. Get into bars.
Give me a grog.
Like, imagine if there was a draft today. Like, what would kids do? What would 18-year-olds
do? What would you wear?
People would be freaking out.
You'd have to show up on the train to go to war with, like, 7 suitcases, like when you're going to Miami for Taylor Swift.
And the draft would probably be co-ed, right?
Does the Air Force charge for checked bags?
Yes, but now with the there would be so many people reverting right to their mental health. There's no way I can be in a desert with a gun. I don't like guns.
Right. I'm anti-gun.
Mentally, that just takes me in a place. My anxiety, I can't do it. So you'd have slim pickings for people that would get drafted.
Well, it's arguably my favorite thing that we do during the year, Lunch with a Hero. And so at 8, I will give you the chance to bring your hero. You can also go right to the contest page at weei.com and tell us who your hero is and bring your hero to lunch and to the show at the American Heritage Museum that way. So, and I invite everybody to come out on Friday, November 8th. Full road show treatment for Joe Landry. It's his birthday. Just celebrated his 100th birthday. So Please make plans right now to join us at the American Heritage Museum on Friday, November 8th for a Flex Friday and a show in advance of Veterans Day and in advance of our lunch with a hero at the 110 Grill, modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and I believe we are starting with Joe Mazzulla, the guy that Wiggy says is the best coach in the NBA, Shime. Is that right?
You know it, Greg. We're going to start with Joe Mazzulla. He was asked about pressure being put on him by the media, the Boston media, to get back and win again, and this is how Joe Mazzulla responded.
I just don't look at it as pressure. Because, like, a Boston media member or somebody expected me to win. Like, they don't have a weapon. Like, they're not going to, like, come after me if we don't win. Like, they're saying words. So, like, they don't mean anything. They're just words. You're just saying them because you have to say them. You're contractually obligated to write a, you know, 500-page article after, or word article after. They're just words. You can't do anything. And so it's just a made-up word. We don't have a pressure. If we lose, we're not losing our life. Like, we're not surgeons. We're not, like, in the military. We coach basketball for a living. And no one's putting more pressure and expectations than we are on ourselves. And it's like we have a responsibility and we have an ownership, you know? So I think it's just the perspective of how you look at it and like the truth of it, you know?
But words have power. Words.
No, they don't, if you let them. Like if you allow words to take your personal power, then yes. So I don't allow words to take my personal power. And like that's just important. Like words don't have to. They only have power if you allow them to. And like that's what I try to teach my kids. It's like I don't give a what someone says to you. Like, did you allow that to have an impact on you?
Wait.
He would be a great life coach.
He is Zen.
Can we play his back and forth with Gary Washburn all last year about words? What are we doing here?
He's grown as a man. Protect your peace, Mazzulla.
But also, he's not
can
worried.
Can we note the change?
Curtis, he's not worried about any kind of weapon use because he prefers hand-to-hand combat.
Same.
That is it.
I'm
think
a
he's
huge...
like a black belt,
he
too.
He is a black belt. Yeah.
Greg prefers no combat at all.
I don't like combat. Yeah, I try to avoid it. Yeah. I use my words.
Lover, not a fighter.
I am a lover, not a fighter.
I mean, he literally battled over words daily. Got enraged about them.
I think he just disagreed Washburn was saying. Mm-hmm. He's saying, you know, we shoot a lot of threes. That's kind of part of the NBA. It's what we do. And then he made it a point to show him, hey, when you said we did, we actually didn't. So
you know what? Credit to Brad Stevens for, I'm assuming, identifying on his own, by himself, that he was not the guy, the right kind of personality to coach the two Jays. And that Joe Mazzulla was the absolute best kind of personality to coach those two guys.
And that's what's working.
And Curtis, I know you say anybody could do it, but I there's something about his personality that leads to those guys being successful. And maybe it is that no pressure, that laissez-faire, that, you know, we're gonna do it all ourselves. We're gonna put the pressure all on ourselves and not listen to anybody else. I don't know, but he's
gonna be the coach as long as he wants. He shut me up. Day one, he'll be here.
I also feel like he applies as much as he says they don't get pressure from the outside. Like I think he applies a ton of pressure inside that building. Like he clearly, it matters to him a lot, and I think he makes that very clear to the players. Where it's very different from Jerod Mayo, who just wants to be your friend and doesn't feel like he's applying very much pressure at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, I keep asking Wiggy, and he can't identify one. Who stands in their way?
I don't see a team that's...
Honestly,
I
mean, they do.
Yeah, just them, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, if they have any issues or injuries, like, there's... Greg, the reason this offseason was so crazy, and I can't wait to talk to Wick about it in about 40 minutes, is that for every team that wins, there's a celebratory period nationally. Where even if you don't believe the team is dynastic, you talk about can they repeat. Literally every champion of my lifetime gets that treatment. For this team that was so much better than everybody else, regular season, postseason, great top five season in the history of the NBA, immediately was picked apart. It's so strange.
It is. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, let's stick with the Boston Celtics because Jalen Brown sat down with Stephen A. Smith just yesterday, and one of the things they discussed was Jalen Brown's snub from the Olympics, and if he had to sign with Nike, would he do it in order to play in the 2028 Olympics? And this is what Jalen Brown had to say.
But I'll say this. In 2028, if I have to sign to Nike to increase my likelihood to play USA basketball, I'll pass.
Why?
One, I think the essence, like you see it in our grassroots, kids, instead of enjoying the essence of basketball, are like forced to pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
I look at our global game in Europe is closing the gap.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we should focus more on our development of our youth in grassroots. And I think shoe companies should have less control over the industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it.
All right, you say he ain't doing it. He ain't doing it for Nike.
Yeah.
Jalen Brown, man. And his birthday celebration over the weekend.
Looked fun.
Spectacular.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, looked pretty good. ASAP Ferg was there. My boy Kodak Black. Little Baby. Looked like it was a nice little turnout.
Mm.
A nice turnout. So, listen, the expectations with this team, man, I don't see a team that can stand in front of them and beat them in seven games. I don't see one team that can do it. I mean, they're not going to sweep everybody, but in the playoffs, I don't think there's a team that can beat them, you know, barring everybody's healthy and we know that kind of stuff.
All right, what else, Sean?
Well, in Courtney's excellent lead this morning, she talked about Tua Tagovailoa and his return to football action. Well, Tua spoke to the media yesterday. We can hear from Tua talking about willing to, you know, kind of take the risk and play the odds, as he says.
Well, how much risk do we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work, get into a car crash? Maybe? I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it.
There are a lot of people out there legitimately worried about your health and making sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again and this is something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me.
Oh,
that's it.
People are saying the same thing to me about running the Jingle All the Way 5K after straining my Achilles last week with trainer Dan. They're saying the same thing.
You stepped over a puppy gate, too.
I love it too much.
Well, and luckily for you, Greg, you don't have to worry about that risk of getting in a car since you have a driver.
I do not. I mean, occasionally Johnny will drive, but most of the time I drive myself. Thank you, Shine. Mm-hmm.
Just like Tua, if you go out on the 5K, you'll go out doing what you love.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes.
But there you go. You can hear him talk about it. And guys have been in his situation and not have any
issues. That badly?
Yeah. Look at Patrice Bergeron was dealing with concussions. And Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby was gone for what, months?
It's just the visual that we all saw
when
it comes to Tua.
But it's technically only two bad ones that you saw.
It's technically only two times that his hands were in a death grip, Wiggy.
Yeah.
I mean,
frozen.
But I will say this. I generally agree with everything Courtney said. You make great points. But I can't be who I am and then say, you can't do that if that's what you want to do. Like, I feel like if this is the way he wants to live his life, I'm terrified for him, but I'm not going to stand in his way.
Well, some are suggesting that the NFL ought to make a player who has had a concussion wear the Guardian helmet. Do you agree with that?
Which player did we have on this very program that said, yeah, like the Guardian helmet, I hope it helps concussions, but when you shake a ball, even if you put a covering over it, or an egg, when you shake an egg, the yolk is still moving inside. Like, it's not entirely protecting. It might be protecting it a little bit from outside forces, but when you shake
I have to have Eggs Benedict for first breakfast.
I can't remember if it was Matt Light or somebody else like that.
It probably was Matt Light. Did you find the mustache song?
I did.
Oh, okay. You're going to rejoin with that later?
Yes, I will.
First time hearing it?
I was. It was delightful.
It's pretty good, isn't
it? Exactly.
Oh, did you say delightful on purpose?
Delightful.
No, that definitely was not.
It was DeMattLightful?
DeMattLightful.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I know. It's risky, but he loves the game.
He has to know, to put himself in better positions, right? When you're running to try to pick up a first down, guess what? You got to slide. You can't lower your shoulder because you might, you know, maybe you're a little bit more susceptible to getting a concussion. If you get hit in the pocket, obviously there's nothing you could do about that. But, I mean, if I was him, I'd probably feel the same way. I'd say I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Right. Well, news with Courtney coming up next. Irrational fear today. For those who go into the ocean, it's terrifying.
I mean, sharks are not what I am going to be worried about moving forward.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
You. This must have created massive anxiety for
you. Yes. Yeah. Something is up in the ocean right now.
Yeah.
This proves my point.
This woman lost her life.
Yep.
Due to the irrational fear. So we'll get to Courtney in the news next.